On Upper Decatur Street in the French Quarter, there's a unique mint green building with the words Delacroix Corporation displayed across the facade. Little do most New Orleanians know, but the origins of the Delacroix Corporation can be traced back to the Isleños people of St. Bernard Parish, who were once muskrat trappers. On this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Dorothy Benge, who serves as the current president of the Delacroix Corporation, traces her family history back to those days, when the muskrat trappers went to war.
777, varias familias dejaron las Islas Canarias.
My grandfather was a Canary Island descendant. His father came over from the Canary Islands in 1778. They were settled in St. Bernard Village, and my grandfather was born in St. Bernard Parish. He was a fisherman, a hunter, trapper. They were trapping muskrat, and that's where the Delacroix Corporation comes in.
There was a big demand for furs, and all of a sudden, the furs that were running around in the form of muskrats became very valuable.
And you had to buy your traps, you had to buy everything from the syndicate, you know. Kind of like Tennessee Ernie Ford, I owe my life to the company store. Well, that's the way it got to be.
The families involved in the Trappers' War on one side was the Molero family. On the other side of the issue was Leander Perez and his cousin John Perez.
And then the Isleños couldn't trap anymore. And that was the only way, that was their livelihood. Perez had hired these people. Texas Rangers, people from Texas, gunslingers. Well, this angered the Isleños, and rightly so. And so he told them, that this was his land, and they were to shoot on sight anybody, any of the Isleños who were on it. These outside trappers were sitting around a kitchen table one morning, and one of them said, "Let's go down to Delacroix Island and make some Spanish soup." So what they did was they got a Gatling gun, put it on a boat, and they went down Bayou Terre Buff to Delacroix Island to do just that, make Spanish soup.
Now, you see any one of these swamp rats running around, you not hesitate to shoot on sight.
The trappers lined up on the road, along the road, on either side of Bayou Terre Buff. Then that's when the war broke out. Nobody knows who shot the first shot. Nobody will say. I'm sure some people know, but they've never said. The Isleños won. So it was an interesting time, I think, in Louisiana history when muskrat was king. There were other fur places up and down Decatur Street. There were, like I said, this was the fur district. This was the place where people, that's where they brought their seafood, the French market. That's where they brought their produce to sell. And it was a natural fit for the muskrat industry to be on Decatur Street, because that's where they all came. That's where they all were. But anyway, the House of Blues was a fur factory. At one time, Louisiana produced more furs. It was the fifth largest fur-producing region in the world. Why would anybody want to leave this beautiful, historic building?